So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as a Democrat, of course, against Joe Biden, and is doing interviews with outlets that will dare platform him, since the mainstream media is either ignoring him or attacking him, not just because he's opposing Joe Biden, but for his longtime dedication to educating people about some of the dangers about vaccines that you're not supposed to talk about. And last week, he did an interview with psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson, who, by the way, appears to have endorsed Mike Pence, saying a Pence presidency would restore some normalcy. That could be a relief, but that's a whole other issue. Maybe just stay out of politics, doctor. But he did this interview with Robert F. Kennedy, and he was talking about how he believes that one of the problems that the children are facing today is they've been freaked out by climate change alarmism and this apocalyptic talk about the end of the world from climate change. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s response was absolutely stunning. I'll play the clip in just a moment. It's just now starting to go viral. And when the mainstream media catches wind of it, they're going to attack him for it for numerous reasons. One of which being that he basically just confirmed that Alex Jones was right again about, well, just listen.
I think a lot of the problems we see in kids, and particularly boys, it's probably underappreciated that how much of that is coming from chemical exposures, including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing, that, you know, that these kids are being overwhelmed by a tsunami. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will feminize every frog in there, and 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females able to produce viable eggs. And if it's doing that to frogs, there's a lot of other evidence that it's doing it to human beings as well. So, and you know, I'm happy to talk about that later, but I don't think blaming this this epidemic of depression and despair on people who are, you know, fanning fears of climate I think that's oversimplistic.
Now, where have I heard that before? Oh, that's right, from Alex Jones in that viral clip from, I think, 2016, which his critics were just too dumb to understand.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Serious crap.
What he's talking about there is atrazine, which, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, has been found to make the frogs transgender. And this is not from Infowars.com. This is Berkeley News. The pesticide atrazine can turn male frogs into females. Atrazine, one of the world's most widely used pesticides, wreaks havoc on the sex lives of adult male frogs, emasculating 3/4 of them and turning 1 in 10 into females, according to a new study by the University of California Berkeley biologists. This is an old article from 2010, because people have known about this for a long time. And some people say, well, those are just frogs living in the runoff in farmers' fields, right? I mean, people aren't consuming atrazine. Oh, wait, what's this? This from the Texas Tribune. Toxic herbicide found in many Texans' drinking water. Nearly 500 water utilities across the state tested positive for atrazine, a weed killer which can lead to harmful health effects, according to a new report. The Environmental Working Group also found that the utilities are testing water during times when the herbicide isn't being used as much, and that they may be lowballing the results. So 500 different districts in Texas alone have found that atrazine is in the drinking water. And this is from not that long ago. This article is from 2018. And if you do a quick search for atrazine in the drinking water, you'll find articles like these. Elevated atrazine levels detected in Springfield Greenbrier drinking water. That's in Tennessee. Oh, atrazine, a harmful weed killer, taints tap water for millions in the United States. Kansas drinking water polluted by atrazine. Strict pesticide rules fail to erase threat to Wisconsin's drinking water. It's in Australia's drinking water. You may have seen some of my previous videos where I talk about another endocrine disruptor, a synthetic estrogen, BPA, bisphenol A, which is found in a lot of food packaging and even in clothes. If you missed those videos, probably you're not going to find them because I'm terrible at search engine optimization. I need to get better at writing descriptions and using tags and using keywords and titles and things. So if you search my YouTube channel for BPA, probably nothing is going to come up. But I've covered it in previous reports. And one of the questions you're not supposed to ask, particularly with this transgender epidemic going on, is BPA, the synthetic estrogen, altering the estrogen level in the wombs of pregnant mothers and thus feminizing the brains of baby boys? Because scientists have found that if there's an abnormal estrogen level in the womb, that it affects the INAH3 region of the brain. It's part of the hypothalamus that is specifically involved with sexual orientation and gender identity. And they found using brain scans that that region of the brain in gay men and in biological men who identify as transgender women or think that they're women is similar to the INAH3 region of the brain in females. And so the theory is, you're not supposed to talk about this, is that because of the abnormal hormone levels in the womb, that that region of the brain can grow as a female INAH3 region in the men, and that's causing them to feel like they're trapped in the wrong body, or that's why they're attracted possibly to same sex, because obviously women are attracted to men. They have that female area in their brain of that's regulating the attraction. That could be what's going on here. And in her book, The End of Gender by Dr. Deborah So, who is a neuroscientist, and I'll leave a link to this in the description below, she talks about this at the very end and talks about how the implications from this are so horrifying for the medical establishment because they can't admit that they know what is causing transgenderism or homosexuality, if that's what's causing it. But that's what the scientists believe. That's what the evidence suggests. In many cases, it could be a social contagion as well. Sigmund Freud said that it had to do with a disruption of a child's psychosexual development. It also could have something to do with people who are molested as children. Also, that changes and alters their gender identity and their sexuality in many cases as well. But Dr. Deborah So talks about the horrifying implications for the medical industry because they're not going to be able to admit if that's the cause, that that is the cause, or that it should be stopped or prevented, or that there should be a cure found for it because you're not allowed to say that transgender people or gay people have anything wrong with them. You're only supposed to equate their orientation or their identity being something along the lines of somebody who is right-handed or left-handed. But obviously there's a huge difference between a dominant hand that somebody chooses or is, you know, maybe not even chooses, but writes with or throws with versus people feeling that they're born in the wrong body or sticking things into body orifices that they clearly weren't designed for. And guess who was warning about all of this? Probably, I don't know, 15 years ago?
I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers. In fact, you'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging. And they know that they have immersed us in this, Bob. For those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, here's the inside of this juice box. And if they zoom in any more, see that thin plastic? It's got it. Because after you're done drinking your little juices, well, you're ready to go out and have a baby. You're ready to put makeup on. You're ready to wear a short skirt. You're ready to go, put together, a garden of roses or something. You're ready to put lipstick on. Look at this.
Now, in the last 10 years, a lot of people have become aware of the dangers of bisphenol A, BPA. And so a lot of food packaging has taken it out. But here's an article from back in 2011. Eating canned soup makes BPA levels soar. This from 2009. BPA dangers in your pantry? Consumer Reports finds potentially hazardous chemicals in several canned goods. And there was some in juice boxes. Nestle defended the levels of BPA in their juicy juice boxes, saying that they're below federal guidelines, but the lining, which has a BPA component, helps protect the nutrient levels in the juice and helps maintain overall product quality. So, well, looks like Alex Jones was right again. But just because it's been taken out of a lot of food packaging recently or in the last decade doesn't mean that the damage hasn't already been done or that it's not seeping into women and men through other means. You might even notice on some of the food packaging, actually, it'll say BPA-free because they know that so many people caught on to it, just like they'll be labeled high fructose corn syrup free, you know, no GMO. So I have seen food packaging that says no BPA, but this is a report just from last month. Worrisome BPA levels found in sportswear by Nike, Adidas, Patagonia, and more because, well, a lot of the sports gear is made from synthetic fibers because it doesn't absorb the moisture like cotton does. And it helps, you know, wick it away. The Centers for Environmental Health have sent legal notices to 8 active sportswear brands after finding high levels of BPA in their clothing, a chemical that experts have found could potentially increase blood pressure, the risk of cardiovascular disease, oh, and cause infertility and other birth defects to the fetus. I'm sure that it's just a minute amount seeping into people's bodies, though. No cause for alarm, right? Oh, wait, what's this? The Centers for Environmental Health announced that they initiated legal action against 8 active sportswear brands after they found the brands had more than 40 times the legal limit of BPA in their clothes. Last year, Tucker Carlson made a comment about chemicals in the food turning kids trans, and he was, of course, attacked as being transphobic for that. And here's the Daily Beast, an online waste of cyberspace, compared to Alex Jones. Tucker's new Alex Jones idea, chemicals in the milk that turn the kids trans. And very soon, if not today, then definitely later this week, the mainstream media is going to be comparing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to Alex Jones as well for daring to point out the evidence that atrazine and other endocrine disruptors may be causing this gender dysphoria epidemic. So far on Google News, there is only one article that is mentioning RFK Jr. talking about atrazine, and that's from PJ Media, which is an independent outlet. And the headline is, RFK goes where few tread, vindicates the Alex Jones gay frogs conspiracy theory. So very soon they're going to be saying that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is as crazy as Alex Jones and condemn him for daring to say that there's anything wrong with the amazing transgender epidemic, that they should only be celebrated, and anybody who would dare suggest that they're born with a birth defect or that there's some mass poisoning going on due to endocrine disruptors being in the drinking water or in the food packaging or in the clothing, those people are horrible transphobes. Now, I have not heard Matt Walsh, who is basically the biggest anti-transgender activist out there, who I have a lot of respect for. His film, What is Woman? Absolutely fantastic. But I have not heard him talk about the INAH region of the brain or these chemicals, the endocrine disruptors possibly causing abnormal estrogen levels in the womb and feminizing the brains of young boys and causing this. I could be wrong. I just haven't seen him talking about these issues. Let me know in the comments below if this is an issue that he has addressed, because instead of just talking about the problem, we should really start talking about the cause. Instead of just the symptoms, talk about the cause. And if there's anybody who's in a position to raise enough awareness about this in the medical community to actually get some scientists to start doing some serious investigations into this, it's Matt Walsh. But again, that's an area of inquiry that you're really not allowed to go down as a talk show host or as a scientist. A couple of the scientists have, like I said, that's covered at the end of Dr. Debrasseau's book, The End of Gender, but you're only supposed to say that whatever is causing it, it's great. It's an amazing evolution of mankind. And you can't dare say that there's anything abnormal about it or that it should be prevented or cured. But I got one more point for you to ponder before we wrap this up. This is from 2015 when Bruce Jenner was first transitioning into Caitlyn. And Bruce Jenner's sexual preference uncertain after cross-sex hormone therapy. Well, what does that mean, you ask? Bruce Jenner, who has been married 3 times and produced 6 children, could become attracted to men after a powerful element of his transition into a woman takes hold. This according to medical experts and members of the transgender community. TMZ has spent several days surveying medical experts who tell us Bruce is in the middle of cross-hormone sex therapy, which involves heavy doses of estrogen. The estrogen drives down levels of testosterone, and the brain feminizes. In the vernacular, he begins to think like a woman. Several prominent doctors in the field tell us the hormones often change sexual preference. Not gender identity, big difference, sexual preference. One leader in the transgender community tells TMZ, she says based on 300 transgenders in various countries, one-third of them retained their sexual preference. One-third identified themselves as bisexual, and one-third changed their sexual preference. So if giving cross-hormone therapy, if giving estrogen to men, can actually cause them to change their sexual preference for the sex that they are attracted to, then why aren't we actually just giving testosterone to transgender boys and men who think that they feel like a woman in order to boost their testosterone levels instead of actually give them cross hormones to then alter their physical appearance and feminize the brain? Aren't they really just suffering from a lack of testosterone? Is it possible that the transgender movement put the cart before the horse and is looking at this entire issue from the completely wrong perspective? Instead of operating on people's bodies, trying to change their body to match their brain, couldn't hormone therapy alter the brain so that it then matches the body that they were born with? You're not supposed to talk about these things, which sadly is a large part of the problem. Whoops. I guess you're not even supposed to call it a problem. The issue. I meant the issue. And by the way, join my exclusive Locals community for $5 a month by clicking the link in the description below. That is where I can speak freely without being concerned about being censored. And it's a way for you to sponsor my channel. It's basically like Patreon, except they actually allow free speech. So click the link in the description below, join my Locals community, and stay tuned, and I will see you soon.